I'm gonna sound like a psychopath if I tell you where I got this photo from. I'm like a clay. I'm like a stage nine, like a stage.
So wait, is this not
clinger.
Just the Instagram?
There's
photo?
Like a stage nine clinger. Yeah, I passed that a long time ago. I'm like stage fucking 17 right now with this guy. Was Gucci High Rise fucking podcast? We're back. We're back at it. It's been a crazy couple weeks. I don't even remember the last time we were on here. When was it, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
A couple years ago.
High Rise Podcast is sponsored by nobody. If you guys know a brand that wants to sponsor us.
Bang our line, ho. We're sponsored
by
High
Rise
IPA.
We almost had one, but there's somebody in the background that, didn't come through right now. We won't name names, but let's just say we would be getting so much engagement on their products right now. You guys would be buying with our discount code. You'd be so happy with their product. But nope, didn't go through. The higher-ups weren't down. So, yeah. Derek, Aaron, we got Josh off to the side blowing smoke into the camera lens.
What up?
We've got the potential former sponsor in the background rolling a joint. But the boys are back. We've had a long 2 weeks. We rode dogs.
Been jet-setting. The boys have been all over the country. From fucking Detroit to Palm Springs.
We went 9 Mile to Cathedral City. We went 9 Mile to Burlington Coat Factory in Palm Springs.
Real quick. So yeah, I don't even know where to start. I guess what? So since we last left off here, headed out to Detroit, met up with our new client, fucking Society C. And yeah, I don't even know because I didn't fucking go. So I'm going to let Derek fucking tell the story.
Yeah, so Josh and Jackie Boy and myself, we head out to sunny Detroit, Michigan, 36 degrees during the day to go meet up with the Natrabis and Society C dudes. Natrabis' new facility out there. They just built it in August. We really didn't know what to think heading out to Detroit to see what the market was like. And we've known Michigan has had a really cool scene as long as we've done High Rise, I feel like there's always been some shit popping up in Michigan. So, and you know, they've always had the Cannabis Cup there. So heading out there is really interesting. We were blown away. They're across the street from like the Ford Electric factory and they have this fucking huge facility. Everybody's like, I got a state of the art facility, but we've seen all the state of the art facilities and they're about 2, 3, 4 years old now out here in California. So this is the new shit. And it's like they fixed a bunch of shit that the people in California were having problems with. Like, it's pretty cool. They took all the newer tech and they applied it to their facility. You know, like their lights in their grow, you know, they're on pulley systems so that they can, as the plants grow, they can adjust them. Their dry room was amazing. The homie Matt sapping trees in the extraction room, like they've got BHO. They're running live resin.
It's like, how many lights does their grow?
It's a few rooms. I don't know. It's a bunch of rooms.
There's like 8 rooms or some shit.
It was like 8 rooms there. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Super cool dudes. The dudes are awesome. They got roots in cannabis. They treated us right. They wined us and dined us.
I know you guys are getting the fucking Detroit treatment out there.
Yeah. It's not often that we go out and a client like wines and dines us, you know? Like, they were taking us to nice dinners. We hit the Top Golf. The universe is telling us that we need to be golfers.
You guys can't escape the fucking golf course, I swear.
Dude, we're going to be fucking shooting even next year. I haven't even shot one round. Calling it.
You guys are even golfing at the fucking Hall Fires.
Yeah, so we did the Detroit shit. We went out there, shot the facility. We met up with Chaim Shelley. What's her IG name?
Chaim Shelley.
Yeah. Rochelle. She was cool as fuck. We did some lifestyle shoots with her at the Airbnb and in downtown Detroit. Shot a bunch of the product shots in the Airbnb, some crazy ass Airbnb. And then we head back.
Did you guys pop in and say what's up to Marshall or what?
We saw Marshall's brother. So Marshall's brother.
Mr. Mathers?
Yeah, he works at Natrabis.
Is it Michael Mathers?
Let's see.
Or something like that? So Eminem's brother works at the Natrabis facility. And I guess like he's like on salary from Eminem every year, but he just loves cannabis and he just wants to learn about it. So
I was going to say, Eminem's brother's fucking working a real job.
No, he said he gets paid out every year.
He probably just gets
Yeah, and he just works at the facility because he just wants to learn about weed and he likes
weed.
Yeah,
it's like a fun,
Nate Mathers.
Oh, Nate Mathers.
Nate Mathers. Did you guys met him or what?
No, I think we just walked by and said, like, what's Gucci? And then we walked by, like, oh, that's Eminem.
Yeah, what's Gucci?
Whatever.
Pretty sick. I'm sorry, Nate Samara. It is Mathers. I don't know, it's two different names. Sorry.
So, I just lit this. Cookies and cream from Ember Valley in the Brothers Broadleafs Pearls. So Brothers Broadleafs, sick ass blunt company out of Florida. And they're handpicked wraps. They're like cigars. They're 50 times better than Backwoods. Like, if you guys haven't tried these, I recommend it. They have three different tiers. You know, even the top tier one comes out to like $1.20 a blunt, still way cheaper than Woods. And they do exclusive drops like once a month. So check out Brothers Broadleafs.
I never realized how expensive Backwoods were. Like, so like, because I never buy blunt wraps. I never roll anything. You know what I mean? And like, maybe like 2 weeks ago, I was fucking somewhere. And I was like, oh, let's buy some fucking Backwoods. I forgot how much it was. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I thought it was like a dollar. Like, I don't know. I never bought a back. Like, I haven't bought a Backwood in fucking forever. I was like, oh shit, these things are fucking.
The tobacco tax is insane. It's like $15.
That's absurd. I used to just buy the two blunt wraps for a dollar. Remember those ones? The zigzag wraps?
Yep.
Like, that's what I remember buying blunts back in the day. Like, now I'm all old and it's fucking expensive. Just
people hand you already rolled blunts.
Yeah, for real.
So we hit up Detroit. Great experience. Detroit's beautiful, man. Like, I didn't know what to expect. You know, obviously Detroit's been through it. Like 10, 15 years ago, I've always wanted to skate in Detroit because it was just like a rundown city, you know?
So isn't Detroit the poorest city or the most bankrupt or some shit like that or something? Or
I don't know. It's coming up. I don't know if we got our producer. We got young Jash on the on the Google, but it's gentrified as fuck. Downtown was super nice where we stayed in 9 Mile. We were in Ferndale. It was like, you know, the 30, 40-year-old hipsters that are graduating from, like, partying and, like, settling down with their families in, like, dope little houses with a bunch of boutiques and stuff.
Yeah, stayed in a dope little house, too.
Super dope. One of, like, the most well-known Airbnbs. It was, like, a little, like, two-bedroom, but it was just the people who own it, they're, like, realtors and interior decorators. So it was really fucking cool. But the homeowner was downstairs in the basement.
Oh, really?
So it was like super sus, like trying to smoke or, you know, we were trying to shoot lifestyle smoking in her house when she's like in the basement. I can hear like her boyfriend coughing. So
but which is like, bullshit. She still thinks we're smoking just for smelling weed. Like,
oh, yeah. She smelled the flower that we left out and she like left a message on Airbnb. It was pretty whack. And then but it's funny because we were like shooting it and we're trying to direct it. And Jackson's like, all right. So then you're going to smoke it and then you're going to pass to Josh and Josh is going to smoke it. And we're like yelling it and she's downstairs. So we're like, yo, we need it. But we need code words, dude. Yeah. So he's like, all right, so you're going to grab the joint and then you're going to potato and then you're going to pass it to Josh and then Josh is going to potato. So he's just calling it potato for like an hour and a half.
Just having code words and shit.
Yeah. So then we flew home, got back at midnight and at 10 a.m. the next morning, we head to...
Straight to the desert, baby.
To Palm Springs for a trade show.
Don't stop.
It don't stop.
So, yeah, fucking Hall Flowers is the first show. Yeah, first show. First Hall Flowers in Palm Springs. Usually it's up in Santa Rosa, so this is a definitely different change of pace, as one would say. I thought it was cool. I thought it was definitely a lot smaller. Usually there's, like, multiple buildings and kind of, like, a bigger venue or whatever. This one was just, like, one building. But it was cool to see all the homies. Everybody's always there chilling and hanging out. So it's definitely a good place to go connect with the community and kind of catch up with everyone. Yeah, I don't know. What'd you think?
I mean, for us, it was way easier because we just – the Hall of Flowers in Santa Rosa is cool, but it's in like three or four different buildings. And we're covering a bunch of brands and we're shooting their booths for same-day edits.
For shooting, it's probably way easier.
Yeah, so – you know, we're at the other show and we're walking. Oh, shit, we got to go all the way back, like three football fields away to the Ember Valley booth. And then Fish and Jackson are just getting stopped like every 40 feet because it's weird. Like, you know, traditionally as when you're shooting an event, it's like the most grunt work shit ever. It's the most entry level job. You're like the interns, kind of like bitch work. But it's like where we're at right now. Jackson and Fish are walking around and they can't even walk more than 20 feet without a bunch of people just stopping them and chopping it up with them and... It like it's pretty crazy. They're like little mini celebrities. So having it all in the same building, we cranked through the shooting way faster. You know, it wasn't an issue at all. So in terms of that, it was cool. You know, like having everything kind of. It seemed like everybody liked it that it was in one building. So it was in the old Burlington Coat Factory. The one thing that I thought like they could probably fix next time is, you know, when it's like a. It's in an event space or a trade show or a convention center or whatever, fairgrounds. you're going to have bathrooms for thousands of people. You have thousands of people at this show, and it's like a Burlington Coat Factory bathroom. Yeah. So I remember a
fucking long ass line.
There's like 80 people, like men and women, because they're going into like one or two bathrooms with like one or two stalls.
Yeah.
And then around the other backside, they had some like the nicer, like porta potty, but they're like the catering one. I don't know what the fuck they're called. The production ones. They're like the trailer ones that are super nice, but nobody knew. It's like a line of like 100 people in the trade show, and then you go out all the way around the building. So I feel like having like maybe more restrooms kind of scattered around, even if it is like the trailers, like you have thousands of people in a Burlington Coat Factory like restaurant. Yeah. But
that and the fucking the AC. It's like every Hall of Fire is just like so hot. Like Santa Rosa one especially, but it's just like there's never any fucking AC inside. You know, everybody's always like dripping sweat. It's just like gnarly, but I don't know. It's cool. Fucking I kind of like the smaller venue too. I don't know. I like Santa Rosa like vibe better, but I like the layout of this one better, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Just like a little easier to get around.
Yeah.
Like it's nice to have it spread out. It's cool. It's like beautiful Santa Rosa trees. Like the, you know, it's amazing, but
there's a lot of new brands for sure. Like a ton of brands I've never even fucking heard of or seen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of crazy just to see how many new brands are still popping up. Like it's pretty wild. Got to see all of our clients. Fucking Steezy killed it. Dude, Steezy kills it.
Steezy's fucking just wins every time. We should call this the Steezy podcast.
Literally, they're just giving away back like nice-ass backpacks, like legit-ass backpacks, just like stacks of them. Like right when you walk in, like we noticed, like everybody had either like a Steezy tote bag, a Steezy backpack, a Steezy fucking water bottle, a Steezy, like they just put their name on fucking everything and just give it out at fucking volume. And everybody, you know what I mean?
It's like the simplicity, like it's easy. It's not like everybody comes up with these extravagant ideas that seem amazing on paper, right? Like,
it's just why we're talking about this, fluency. You just keep seeing it,
but it's like, what's okay? Steezy's vets. They've been to like all the trade shows, right? They understand that everybody's at Hall of Flowers is getting their product for $3. So everybody's walking around with a shit ton of samples. Everybody needs bags, so they made these big ass tote bags, like borderline IKEA size bags, and literally 60% of the people walking around the trade show had Steezy bags. You could not see Steezy walking around that trade show. And every single time they fucking kill it with the marketing and branding. You cannot beat them. Like, it's the little things. Like, fuck trying to be cool. Let's just get 5,000 of these fucking bags and hand them out. Like, I knew when I was overflowing with my bags, I'm like, I'm walking over to the Steezy. I'm walking all the way across the building to the Steezy booth to go grab one of those. And then I went to Seeker's.
And so I'm not even talking about that. They had a whole nother booth, the general Hall of Flowers booth where you get info and shit. They had actual backpacks.
Like nice backpacks.
Like not tote bags, like dope backpacks, like stacks. Like, and you just grab them. I grabbed two.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like there's just like canning, like.
No, dude, fire quality, like super dope ones, reusable, like type shit.
Yeah. Like some fucking Carhartt or some shit.
Yeah.
That JanSport, baby. So, but yeah, and I went to we'll get to this, but I went to Secret Sessions, same thing. Like James from Weedsy just gave me all the shit in the world. Like I had to walk around with two hands like I'm fucking Santa Claus. And like this I just walked straight up to the Green Wolf booth and I'm like, yo, let me get a tote bag. And Jen was like, she didn't seem too happy. And I was like, I don't care. That's what you brought them for. Yeah. You know, like she should be happy that it's just some girl working the booth. Like I didn't even look at her reaction, but I'm like, I'm walking around with your Green Wolf bag filled with other people's products. And it's like the whole thing with the tote bag, with whether it's Steezy or whatever, like it doesn't matter what products are inside that bag. Everybody outside is going to see the Steezy 100%, logo.
100%, yeah.
You could have only Maven shit in there, but you walk around with the Steezy. Or how many people work for other brands that are walking around carrying a Steezy bag?
Because no, everyone. Like literally, like.
It's just how many, it's all about getting eyeballs on your shit. And that's like what wins. It's. You come up with the coolest idea. This is so cool on paper. This is so awesome. It's going to be rad. We're going to write copy that takes us 4 hours to write an Instagram caption. And we're going to do this. And it's going to tie in with this and collab with that. And it's like, at the end of the day, like, there's all these simple things that people need.
Yeah.
And you find a problem. And if you can offer that solution, that's the W.
Yeah. It's like such a simple but like powerful fucking whatever.
It's like
marketing tool. Yeah.
The solution wins every time. Fun wins every time. Fun is cool. Everybody's trying to be cool. Everybody's trying to be break the stigma, fucking whatever. Like, fun is cool and solutions are fucking cool. Yeah. Like, they're always going to take the W.
We should make that shirt. Fun is cool. Or like a hat. Fun is cool.
Like, fun is. Stop no, trying to be cool right. And have fucking like
100%.
Fun.
Yeah, it's no, for sure.
It's like everybody, like, I don't know. It's just weird because It's the same shit. Everybody gets caught up. Everybody gets so caught up in like what's cool or trying to be cool or looking cool or whatever. When it's like at the end of the fucking day, you and your homies just being idiots and laughing and inside jokes is just, everybody wants to be a part of something. Everybody wants to, you know, another thing we're gonna talk about on this podcast. Everybody wants to be a part of shit. Just include everybody, you know?
And that's why we include Jim. Everybody gets included.
Right? Everybody knows Jim. Nobody knows Jim, but everybody knows Jim. Do you think anybody has actually like seen Jim and be like, you look familiar, not knowing that they saw him from High Rise shit?
So.
You think?
If it's the last thing I fucking do on this earth, he will host a High Rise party. Like, we're flying him out here. He's hosting a karaoke party or a dance or some kind of party. Like, it's happening. Like, it's going to happen.
We need an event where we just bring
or we just rent out coasters and we just come to him. If we can't get him, we'll come to him. If we rent out coasters, like fucking $500. You know what I mean?
Are you kidding
like,
me?
Like, that'd be so lit. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Dude, between Mike and Brady and Jackson, we know like half of Santa Cruz
Triangle. Yeah.
We'll shut
it down.
Santa
Cruz Connect. For real.
Let's shut that shit down. All right. And then we had our steakhouse after party. Aaron and Josh and Kimmy and Nelson and Jordan, everybody's working their asses off trying to schedule this shit, juggling 800 other things at the same time. And we threw one of the best parties at all of ours.
Yeah, this was like, so this budget-wise, this was like by far the most expensive party we've like ever thrown, like by five times or four times or some shit. Like, it's pretty crazy. So we really rented out like this fucking nicest fucking steakhouse in Palm Springs, which... it's just hilarious. Like, the fact that we're literally renting out a steakhouse to go, like, smoke weed at just, like, absolutely makes zero sense when you really think about it. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fucking shit? Like, imagine when we're, like, skating when we're, like, 16. If we're, like, yeah, we're going to, like, rent out this steakhouse and just, like, throw a weed party at it. Like, how absurd does that sound? You know what I mean? So that was, it was just, like, weird. So we're just, like, in this steakhouse and there's, like...
I know. You should expect a sizzler from us.
Exactly. So, I don't know. It was, like, just super dope to have, like, a completely different... type of like venue and vibe and atmosphere and whatever, and it's just like so short planned, like just me and Josh fucking rushing on the side, just like somehow make it happen perfectly every time. And it's just like, I don't know, next year I hopefully have time to just really plan these fucking things, because we could literally make these things like 100 times better. And like, I don't know, but Mr. Lyons was dope. We fucking threw a loaf of bread at the ground and vaped in the private room, and
sounds like a blast.
All the homies came out, and I don't know, it was lit. What do you think? I thought it was fucking pretty dope.
I thought you guys killed it. I had absolutely nothing to do with this event, but it was really cool having Nelson and Jordan and Kimmy and our security guard Nate. I almost called him Nate.
We brought up all the homies from
Ace cruised out. It was sick as fuck. So you know, half the people that came to the party at the steakhouse come to the parties here. So when everybody rolled up and saw Kimmy and Ace and the homies, they were so stoked.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was just like a really cool vibe.
Definitely had a good, like, the guests, whatever you call it, turnout of people. You know what I mean? Like, we had all the, like, bunch of dope, like, I don't know.
Yeah, a bunch of OGs, a bunch of the big, you know, like, a bunch of, like, the sales managers, a bunch of the, you know, CEOs, just. A bunch of the fat cats.
Yeah.
It, really cool to have that like community and those people show up to our event when, you know, there's like a dozen other.
Yeah, they're like
happening.
Doing a fucking concert at like an airfield or some shit. They're like fucking flying planes and shit or something. I don't know. There's a shit ton of people at that party. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And like just everybody coming up to us all weekend, just being like, this is the ultimate compliment is thank you guys so much for what you guys are doing for the community.
Yeah.
Like that's like the ultimate compliment.
Yeah.
You know, having people say that.
Like, yeah, that's it's definitely cool. Like for. A bunch of people are definitely like showing love. It was dope. But yeah, that was the first night. We fucking pulled it off. It was cool. What, second day? Just
it was
back
Jean's
at
30th
it. Fucking,
birthday.
Oh, yeah, Jean's birthday. That was lit.
Jean's 30th birthday. Jean's from Lyon, France, and we were at Mr. Lyons, spelled like Lyon.
I didn't even fucking think of that.
For his 30th birthday, we all sang happy birthday. His chick Savannah was there helping Kimmy's. Sav killed it. Our fucking crew killed it, dude. Punch was there. We had a bunch of sponsors, so the donuts were a flowing, the flour was a flowing, the dabs were a flowing. Like everywhere you look, people were just dabbing.
Yeah, Fresh Baked gave out 300 fucking goodie bags.
Oh, it was amazing.
So crazy.
Jackson and Fish running around yelling, "This is shit is 42%." But it was 42% total cannabinoids. Yeah. They thought it was THC. They're just yelling it all night.
I think Jackson's dance move that night was one of my favorites ever. When he's like, pop, he's like, I look like bae. And he's like, dropping it. He's like, dropping it low and shit. I was like, dude, I was dying. Like, Jackson's I always film zone. All these drunk videos, and then I totally forget I film them, and then I wake up the next morning and look through my phone. I don't even, like, black out or anything. I just forget. You know what I mean? And I just, like, wake up, and I'm like, there's always so much gold. Like, last half hours, we took, like, this group photo together, like, all four of us, five of us, and, like, zero recollection. Did we? And just, like, full photo shoot. Like, I don't know. It's so funny. But yeah, that was chill. Second day was
a success. Mellow. We didn't burn the place down. Yeah. The place didn't kick us out.
Yeah, I was like asking Savannah. I was like, so like they say anything? Like, she's like, they're stoked. Like, they can't wait for us to come back and blah blah blah. And like perfect. See you next year.
Keep the ribeye ready. Have the ribeye ready. Medium rare.
Get those spicy margs fucking warmed up for me, baby. Oh, we drank all their alcohol.
We kill it. We
shut their bar down by fucking midnight, right? Or something, or no?
I think it was a little later, but I think they ran out of like their whole well because we're doing
we
well
drank their whole well.
No, we drank the whole well. Like
we drank the whole
drain the well, baby.
He was literally like, he's like, "There's nothing I can serve you." Like, I didn't understand.
There's no liquor in sight. He drank it all.
Funny. Yeah,
they weren't prepared. So funny. Dr. Lyon, shout out. Then what? Yeah, wrapped up the show.
Ooh,
anything happened the second day?
I liked the first night. We went to the Originals and Cure Company.
Oh, you guys went golfing?
Party, and it was at the golf course, and they had...
That was fucking
sick. It was sick. They had the... on the driving range, they had a bunch of targets set up, like, between, like, 40 and 60 yards that, like, light up if you hit them, and they just had unlimited glow-in-the-dark golf balls.
Yeah.
I probably hit, like, 400 fucking balls, dude. I was, like, yeah. An hour and a half straight.
No, you were there the whole time.
The whole time. You guys were all you chopping it up.
You weren't
talking to anyone. I was like, where you guys at? And just as you fucking video of you guys playing golf. Like, at the golf course. It's like so 9 o'clock. Sick.
And then, like, the little practice putting green, they had, like, all these targets, and they had, like, a booth at each on each green. They, like, give you a different eighth or pre-roll or whatever. So that was good, too. Like, the Cure Company stuff is just
fire. Gassy. I like their shit. They have, like, all the fucking OGs and shit. Mm-hmm. It's so good, yeah.
It's just, like, fucking good, solid OGs. Some gassy, like, some like, citrusy, soury OGs, you know? I like that shit. So, yeah, that was that. And then...
Oh, hit the your boy wants some money at the casino.
Ooh, I mean, this fool at the casino.
I just popped in real quick for a little how are you? I think I won 1,200 or 1,100 or some shit. I hit like 4 or 5 or some shit off the slot thing, and then I won like 4 or 5 or something off the other thing.
The quick
or some
hit?
Shit. I don't even know. I was just like.
You guys.
Dude, I got the bonus games, and then I hit. So I got 10 bonus games. While the bonus games are going, I got 10 more. While they're going, I got 10 more. I was at 36 right when you called me. I literally put my phone up to the machine and you called me. I was just like, hear that? And then it was like, I'm bad. Like, fuck yeah, roulette. I hit like almost everyone. Like, and then, then we went to JFK's house or some shit.
Oh, yeah, where JFK smashed.
We've Marilyn now been to Elvis's house and JFK's house. Who else want it?
Who wants this? Who wants to come smoke in your house?
Remember, I was all wasted at the Elvis's house?
Oh, yeah.
Remember? That was like our first high-rise trip ever.
Yeah, me and you go to Champs just by ourselves to go walk around.
End up at Elvis's house.
Little did we know we were going to get kicked out of every cannabis trade show after that.
For real. But yeah, fucking Papa's Herb. Shout out Papa's Herb. Their after party was dope. It was like, yeah, JFK's old house or something.
The
like
Ben Maryland Crosby like mansion. The, yeah, that's what it was. Crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. They did a good job with that. We saw homie Weavers. Haven't seen him in a while. He rolled up crazy fucking...
Hall of Flowers blunt
thing, pretty gnarly.
You guys don't know Weavers is the blunt art rolling extraordinaire, the GOAT, the OG. Him, Tony Greenhand, Grasshopper, they're all like the OG joint rolling artists. Weavers, you guys have all seen his work, like fucking gold AK-47 blunts. Like,
yeah, so crazy.
He's rolled hundreds of microphones. He did one for like the Carter 5 for Lil Wayne. He's just, it's crazy. He's even saying he's like, I didn't even want to do this. And he did it for free. And he just brings it and he gets 9 jobs just from like,
yeah, of course. Pulling yeah.
Every brand owner there is like, I want to do this for my dispensary. This. Or, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
How you do it? One job leads to the next.
So, yeah, that was Hall Flowers. And then what happened? Then
we come home.
Then you guys came home.
And then we have a nice. Well, you went to the desert.
I went on a little spiritual journey.
To go and collect your thoughts. A spiritual
journey into Joshua Tree for a day or two.
Get your playlist ready for your next set. Yeah. And then we come home and we sleep through an old storm and wake up to just fucking puddles in the studio. The roof is leaking.
The damn roof is leaking again.
Dude, today, yeah, and we got to get rid of all of our furniture.
Just the most hectic shit, like.
We're shooting, like, a week's worth of High Time shit in one day. And then we have to, like, move all the furniture out of the house.
I got to fucking redecorate the goddamn mansion. I got to interior decorate this bitch.
Need interior design?
Yeah, I've killed it so far, though. Every little thing, I'm like, boom, 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 boom.
All right. Top three tips. Interior decorating a stoner house in Beverly Hills.
Top three tips? You go by this. I don't know. Like, I just always try to do little sections. Like, do the two little chairs and the little thing and the fucking... It all comes down to the little, it's all in the details.
Ooh.
You have your little fat cat just peeking out the little fucking thing over there. You know what I mean? You have your little fucking ottoman over here. A little fucking plant, maybe.
Ooh.
A little
greenery, some succulents.
You know what I'm saying? A little canvas, maybe?
Order a canvas for $30. Yeah. A little custom canvas.
That's like the best hack, though, low key. It's like, cool, go buy some fucking painting or just like make your own dope ass whatever the fuck and just get a canvas for like $60 and like... Cool, you like an album cover, like printed, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, or like whatever. You have, I don't know.
Easy.
I got a fucking karaoke guy you're really into.
How much was this? How much does a gym cost?
That one was like $100.
Okay, let's talk about usually the process. Like, let's break down the process of how
that's actually
you made
a mistake.
This.
So that's actually a misprint. They're supposed to just print the fucking usual.
Mm-hmm.
The little, hey, how are you? The little side piece. That,
how are you?
And then I think I got a little aggressive when I asked for the speech bubble. And then they're just like, it just went haywire. And then they just printed the whole fucking thing. But I was all like, low key, like, I'm not mad at it.
No.
Because now there's two gyms.
Two gyms in the house. We lose one, we get two.
Yeah. So.
By the way, our old gym is in 420 Kingdom Jordan's 7-year-old son's bedroom. This is the original gym cutout.
That might be like my favorite text message video, like top three ones like ever, maybe. He's just like, look what my son found. And I have no context. And just like, door opens, like panning, and it just goes in. Jim's like in the corner of this little kid's room in like the fucking middle of nowhere. Like, how, you know what I mean? Like, just the way this has all evolved has just been.
Okay, say you wanted to make a cardboard cutout. And, you know, you don't know where to start. But like, you hear you can get them for $30-$50 online. We have no affiliation. They're not a sponsor of this podcast.
As not
said, we don't have any sponsors of this podcast. But if you want to make a cardboard cutout of your aunt or your best friend or... You know, your fucking COO's vape mod for the company he used to work for. Say you wanted to do something like that, you know, but you don't have an image. Like, where did you get this image of Jim, right? Like, what, did you go to Kosher's Bar and Grill and you take a photo of him? Like, how'd you get this image?
This is surveillance footage I pulled from Coaster's security team. I'm gonna sound like a psychopath if I tell you where I got this photo from. I'm like a stage 9, like a stage.
So wait, is this not
clinger.
Just the Instagram?
There's
photo?
Like a stage 9 clinger. Yeah, I passed that a long time ago. I'm like stage fucking 17 right now with this guy.
So you
I've worn him for the last 3 Hall of Flowers every day. He's been on my chest,
and so not one person said anything at Hall of Flowers.
I did get one compliment, but it was kind of, they're just like, oh, that's a cool shirt. It wasn't even like, who is that kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like. Fucking, I don't even know. Yeah,
it's a cool. They didn't ask you. They just said it was a cool shirt.
Exactly.
It's like, fucking
Jim. Like,
I'm
just like, don't you want to?
Okay.
Know? I'm like, don't you want to know more?
So, I think it's a great time to reinstate the Jim giveaway.
I think it's always a great time.
Are we back on Yelp?
Yeah.
Should we do this? All right, we're back.
Back open.
Okay. So, Jim giveaway 2.0. We haven't given up on you, Jim.
We're back.
That's what it's called, and. We're going to send, if you guys go to the Coaster's Bar and Grill in Santa Cruz, Yelp, and you leave a comment saying how amazing Jim is and how he's the best fucking employee, he's the best bartender, whatever. You guys use your imaginations. You send us the screen grab with your shipping info, and we will send you some shit. Could be a hat. Could be a
gym shirt.
Could be a gym shirt. It could be a rolling tray. It could be
a fake thing of bread.
Could be a take notes bitch pen with a notepad. So we're back. We're live.
We're coming for you, Jim. We didn't forget.
Jim's getting this goddamn raise.
If it's the last thing
we fucking do here at High Rise. So yeah. Get those Yelp reviews ready.
Yeah, let's go.
Send us those screen grabs. Let's see what we got. I think we're, you know, we got almost like 50 before.
Yeah.
And they were like pushing them down and
they're trying to suppress us. They're trying to hold us down as usual, but.
Okay. Maybe like level 3 of the phase 3 of gym, of the gym plan is maybe we should start commenting on other competing businesses saying how gym's the shit. And how they should just fucking hire Jim.
Oh, and try to get like competing bids going. Yeah. Try to start a bidding war.
So like if they don't answer at Coasters and give him the raise, somebody else is going to pay him more.
I think that's genius. Jim, you know what I told you? Okay, that's a little segue. Does a segue? Who knows? But I have this fucking new brilliant marketing strategy and it's called, I go to like, I don't even go. I just follow Boa and like Classic Cat and like fucking EPLP. I follow all the like swanky like Beverly Hills Hollywood restaurants. Nobody comments on them, right? But guess who's following them? Justin Bieber. Fuck, like whoever the fuck. So it's like I just go and I try to comment on like every fucking one, just like from higher eyes, like some funny shit. Like Boa's just like Caesar Salad. I'm like, whip that shit. And I'm just like,
and they reply too, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah. I'm just like always just like leave funny ass little comments on their shit because it's like I'm the only one commenting. So it's like. It's going to say the higher ass because it's going to be a funny comment. It's going to potentially get in front of, you know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah. It's just like, one, I don't really give a fuck. It's just more funny to me. It's like,
shit.
It's like the Classic Cat. They're just like trying to be all fancy. And I'm just like, hell yeah. I'm just like gang shit or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like
just leaving rap lyrics on like Nobu shit. Yeah. It's like Drake lyrics on the Nobu page.
Whip that shit. Whip that salad, Boa. Let's go.
Coming up, Mr. Lion's about to be coming.
I'm like cooking that crack. It's like fucking Boa. It's like fucking Chichonies or some shit. I was like cooking that crack, homie.
Chichonies. I'm like, wait. I thought that was some fancy shit. I didn't know what it was. I don't know
any of this shit. I just like to fucking like the party.
The party in the comments.
But I don't know. I thought that was like a pretty like smart strategy. I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. What else can we comment on?
Genius.
No, that's great. Like in all reality, that's how I gauge people in like the cannabis community. If I see a new brand come out and I see them engaging with like everybody and commenting on like everybody's shit, I'm like, what are these fuckers up to, you know, in like a good way. And I'm like, oh shit, this must be like Josh Kuchmer's new brand he works for or some shit. Because Josh knows, he goes and he starts working with a brand, you just engage with fucking everybody and you show love. Like you can't just come out and just tell people like, we got the biggest grow in Santa Barbara, or we got this, or we got that, and we're going to fucking sponsor this, or we're going to do that. And it's just like, no, like, who are you fucking with? Are you supporting the community or not? Like, if you do that, people are going to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, every single time. So, you know, maybe we'll get some little comps at Boa.
Holla at me, Pete. What's his name? Not Pete.
I think it's Pete.
Is it Pete?
Pete was cool.
No, we have a plug at Boa. His name's
Elon Musk. Pete.
Mr. Musk, yeah.
We saw Elon Musk. Did we ever talk about it on a podcast? Who knows?
What happened?
We saw Elon Musk at one of our regular dining establishments that we frequent, that we actually haven't frequented. We should probably go pretty soon. But yeah, fucking, it's like eating dinner and just like look over and Elon Musk is just like at the edge of our table, just chilling.
Yeah.
I'm like, or you're the most richest person.
He was the
ever.
Richest man at that point.
Yeah. And you're just like wandering around. Like
no mask at all. Yeah, didn't have chilling. To. You know, chilling.
Look like a maniac. Yeah. Like, what a psychopath. Like,
he had 2 security guards with him or more.
Did he?
Yeah, he had for sure at least 2. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I know, right? Why would you even like, I don't know.
Why would you go anywhere?
Okay, more rich people talk. If you were like that rich, would you be like going in public?
Like,
yeah. Or we're like, okay, would you want to be like Elon status or would you rather just be like the rich dude who just nobody fucking knows?
Say that more.
Would you want to be like Elon status or would you rather be like the rich
like
dude?
Like Elon status in terms of like everybody knows who you are.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Or you're just like the rich fucking
dude. So like either like you're like everybody knows you or nobody knows you. Yeah. Either way, you're the same amount of rich.
Yeah.
Probably nobody knows. I don't know. Either way would be fun, I guess. I don't know. I guess it just depends for what they know you for. Or like, I don't know. That's tough. I probably don't want anybody to know me actually, right?
I feel like that's why like pro skateboarder was like, if you were like.
But then I also would. I'd be like, fuck everyone. I'd be like, I have all the money.
Yeah, but you have
like,
all the money.
I got $1 trillion, homie.
You'd have to say shit.
Just like, I was just like, you get like, I don't know, like obviously I'm kidding, but like it would be, you're just like, what are you not going to want to show off all your shit and flex that you're the richest?
Well, no, I'm like, you're still
going to
flex
like,
and show it off, but like just be fame. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're just like the dude who made your money. Like you made your money off ad.net for $5 million, $5 billion and nobody knows who you are and you're 43 years old or you're fucking famous. And yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Fuck that shit. No, all these famous people have like $6 million and they're famous. Like, fuck that.
That's, dude, that's the one thing, like, getting older. It's just like, all these like famous like people, like, 99% of them have way less fucking money than you think.
And
like,
they're way 99% less like, happy than you probably and think, that too.
Yeah. It's just like, it's crazy. Like, I remember when I was little thinking, like, oh, all these people are so fucking rich and like, da 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 da. Like, then you get older and you're like, oh, like, definitely not. You know? Yeah.
And then
I mean, some of them are, obviously, but you know.
And then you're just going to chill in like Belmont Shores in Long Beach or like fucking Newport or somewhere like that. And there's some dad with like Asics and cargo shorts and tube socks. And he's got like, 17 mil yeah. And he's just like the most aloof dude ever. Chilling. I'm like, what's up with Pops, dude? Yeah. Like fucking Jim, you know what I mean? Like Jim could be like a fucking, you know, he'd with his kids be a multimillionaire in some place. Like I'm always like, I'm never like looking at the dudes and like the crazy fits and shit. I'm always just looking at like the dad dude who's just like tired with his family. And I'm like, I bet this dude's got bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's his story?
Yeah. No, for you real. Know? No, it's super interesting, like, as you just see that shit when you get older, like, I don't know.
Like, Toby's dude doesn't look interesting.
Yeah, why do you think I fucking was drawn to him? Why do you think it's been, like, a 3.5 year fucking ongoing thing with this guy?
Oh, we're getting the...
4 years now.
Okay, yeah.
It's been quite some time.
We're getting the raise.
If not, we're going to do some sort of fundraiser, too. It's funny because I comment on every coaster's thing and I never get any love. Never. Not even once. But it's all right. I'm not going to stop.
You think we could like get a photo of Jim? Like we could Photoshop it with some nugs and then like we could get it in a High Times or something like that?
I like the idea of doing the face swap. Mm. Putting him on like a face swap commercial or something.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Or like a little embroidery hit of Jim on a dad. He's sick as fuck too. And okay, we thought of a name for it. It's called Jimwear. That's his line of clothing.
Gymshark. J-I-M. Gymwear. So that's dude, so it's going to just get to the point where we can just make a silhouette. Because this is iconic at this point.
Like just mustache.
It's only. Just the, and yeah, and the mustache and the mic are like a different color
okay,
or something
so
like that.
Riddle me this. Why didn't I, why wasn't I him for Halloween? Am I not blowing it so hard? Like. Isn't that the most obvious like thing that I should be doing right now?
I'm fucking dead.
Fuck everything. Like, give me the mustache and the fucking name tag. Let's go.
I'm looking for the shirt right now.
Dude, can you grow a mustache like
holy
that?
Shit, it would take me months.
Could well, you got 11
got
months.
Time. All we got is time.
You have 11 months. Holy just grow out your mustache
just for this, and I get
months.
The fucking old man.
Dude,
cat, whatever
please,
it's called.
Please. All right.
What a maniac.
This thanks for watching,
anyway,
guys.
We're still watching at this point.
Oh, that's God. Nice. We could talk about Jim all night. Yeah, you guys should see our little powwows. Yeah.
Don't stop. Ever.
Just a whiteboard, Jim. All right. So let's talk about more metaverse NFTs. You buy any land?
No. So that was like what I was telling you. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should start buying some land in the virtual world. What do you think?
I'm on it. Let's go. I'm gonna be the fucking. Let's buy some. Let's build like, some. Let's be like the Ray Crocs. And
okay,
build
so what
some
I need to learn now is I need to learn
everything.
A lot. I need to learn a lot.
Everything.
I've got a lot to learn. But the main thing that I want to learn is like, fucking. Okay, so there's the metaverse, right? Right. But then there's the main ones inside of the main one, right?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. So there's the metaverse, which is like the way I. Exactly. The way I look at it, it's like the internet. It's the new internet.
Exactly.
Right? Okay, cool. So it's like whatever, you have the new internet and then you have the Google and you have Facebook and you have Instagram and you have fucking Yahoo, whatever, you're right? The big players. So like now what are those big players currently in the metaverse? What are those lands? Because what I was telling you, that one hotel bought digital land to build the digital hotel in, I forget the name of it, but it was called like the fucking whatever the fuck. And it was like one of the main three or four or five sandbox or whatever it's
Decentraland,
called.
Decentraland, sandbox.
Exactly, whatever. So like that's what I want to learn is like, what are the main ones? What's the difference? How does it work? You know what I mean? Like learn that first. Then like figure out, okay, which one sounds cool. And then like maybe go to one. And then like, okay, now what's inside of it? And then like, okay, like step by step kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like I feel like that's like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. It's right. Like location, location, location when it comes to real estate, right? Like you want to be next to some shit that draws attention. Like you, like Trader Joe's will not be the main attraction in its little shopping center. They're always going to like pop up next to like a Target or something big, you know, I guess that's like their business model or whatever. But yeah, you want to go somewhere where going back to all the eyes, it's all about eyeballs. It's all about where people are going to be. And that's going to be the most valuable real estate. So I don't know. I've been talking about that super yacht somebody bought for $650,000. This was like, I read it like 3 weeks ago.
Because they're going to have a Travis Scott concert on it, and then 900 people are going to show up, or 9 million people or whatever.
Just even a cruise in general, all the different...
Well, they're probably not going to show up the Travis Scott concert on the yacht.
Yeah. Bad example. Maybe Travis Scott or Lady Gaga or some shit. But yeah, like all the rooms in a cruise that you can monetize, from a casino to a club to what the fuck ever, to different, like, restaurants or
that's
whatever.
What, when you told me that, it really kind of unlocked it, even for made me like understand it even better, because it's like, exactly. And then it goes even into like the integrations of it, and it's like, cool, you have the casino inside the fucking yacht, and that's like DraftKings.
That's gambling
or so. Exactly.
And that's, you could legally gamble.
That's fucking DraftKings, or that's Penn, or that's like whatever integration,
decentralized, you know what I mean? Blockchain, like, fucking gambling.
Exactly. And then it's like, you go and like, dude, there's
unlimited.
The integrations is endless, and it's a new world.
But even in terms of like, this is the whole super yacht thing got my brain going in terms of like NFTs. Everybody's thinking NFTs are just JPEGs and photos and GIFs and moving images, but they're not. Like, NFTs, like, I don't fucking know, like, because I barely know about this shit. But like, you know, Gary Vee selling the NFT that comes with courses or access.
Guess
to
how much money Gary Vee made?
Fucking $20 million. $50 million? More than $50
million? $91
million. Off of his NFT? Because it's just access so to far. His... Because it's access to him,
and
right?
I forget the exact statistic, but a large chunk of that is like royalty shit. Cause like, so think about this. $91 million he made? Great, cool, great. He gets paid 10% off every transaction forever off all those.
So when people keep flipping him, he's still making bread. And is limited.
So crazy.
So like, imagine this. Like, you have... Everybody thinks that NFTs are JPEGs or whatever, but... Okay, so you go to the club in the fucking super yacht, right? And like, you are in the dance floor and you buy the new TikTok dance that's limited from the coolest TikTok dancer, the trendiest one at the time, or you buy the Jabberwockies dance, or you buy the Futures Kings dance, or you buy the old school Usher dance or Justin Timberlake dance, and it's like a one of one or one of five. Now you're in the middle of the dance floor, busting out your shit, you're the center of your attention, you're getting social points, you're getting likes, you're getting followers, whatever that may be in that space, and like, you're somebody who can't even two-step back home.
Right.
So people are like, of course, somebody who can't physically dance, or it's the same thing with people who go play NBA 2K or UFC. It's like somebody who's like physically not able to go dunk. Like, I want to go 360 dunk with, you know,
you can
Zion
turn your
Williamson.
Brain off and put yourself into that, being that fucking dude in the NBA game, fucking shooting the three or whatever.
And it makes it everything
or going
equal.
In the career mode. And exactly.
That's
it's the same
equality.
Concept,
so it's like,
yeah.
Now you're going to go into the just metaverse. Amplified. You're going to go into the metaverse and you're going to go play a pickup game, but you bought Kyrie Irving's layup package. So now you're balling motherfuckers up at the Rucker Park in the metaverse.
Yeah, the
and you have the fucking, and then you got the KD jump shot. You got the Steph Curry handles package, and you're like buying all that shit. And now you're the man and your points are going up, and then cool, you got all these points, you got all these social points, and you go to the club later and you fucking beat some, and you have the new whatever shoot, like the off-whites or whatever that you're buying. And I could totally see all this, and everybody's dismissing it, and it's like,
no, that's it's going, it's already happening.
Yeah,
we can, we're, dude, I already it's 10, 20 years, we're fucking, we're in there, if not sooner.
And it's all
like,
the people that are dismissing it.
It's already happening
it.
Now, but like, main, broad, more broadly, like, obviously, everybody's going to be way far behind. It's going to take time, but I can see it. You can see it. It's fucking, it's, everybody else can, Facebook called Meta. There you go. Game over.
They already know. They are 10 years ahead of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, we got Neuralink and fucking all this other stuff that's coming out, you know?
Yeah, what is it, Neuralink? He's going to try to, like, some. I saw some shit is like...
He's going
to
put a chip in your brain.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And then put a chip in your head. So it'll be able to hack, like, deficiencies or whatever. So, like, deaf people will be able to hear, blind people will be able to see, colorblind people will be able to see colors, like, people who are paralyzed will be able to walk. That's, like, going to be the intention of it. And then bad people are going to be able to hack it, and then we're fucked. Like, it always starts with like people with good intentions, and then, you know, greed and money and, you know, just evil people, something will happen. But But
and that's a wrap.
And that's the world we live in. Damn, we covered a lot, didn't we?
We got a lot done. We got a lot. We covered a lot of bases in there. We
learned a lot about trade shows.
We traveled the country. We went to the metaverse. We started the gym campaign back up.
Relaunched. So I don't know. I feel like we could get like another 50 comments.
I mean, we'll just, reviews. Just keep pumping it. Yeah, we're just gonna.
Can we just buy fake reviews? Should we just do that?
No. So that was a whole other thing.
Did we want to do that back in the day?
Too many things we're doing, but we'll probably do it anyways. Eventually, we just make the separate Coasters account. So Coasters Bar and Grill has maybe also go start follow Coasters Bar and Grill and leave a comment. They have like 1,500 followers or 1,000 or some shit. Okay, cool. Like we could just start a fucking Coasters via gym, whatever we call it, and then it just buy 2,000 followers, and then we have more followers than the real Coasters, and we just pump gym. You know what I mean?
I think we should just make it should be like the Rock page where it's like him with the fanny pack every photo, but it should just be the same photo of gym with a different caption.
That's fucking genius. And then we just do a different setting. Mm-hmm. Different scenario or whatever.
Or we hit the graphic designers.
He's like taking out the trash. He's fucking DJing. He's like putting the kids to bed.
Or we hit get our graphic designers to just do a different.
I will fucking put the entire team on this project. I will clear the schedule.
All right, guys.
I'm gonna go.
So that's gonna be it this for this episode of the podcast. Hope you guys learned a lot. But most importantly, make sure you guys go to Coasters Bar and Grill, Santa Cruz, California, on Yelp. Make sure to leave a review for our guy Jim here. Screenshot that shit. Send it to me, him, Hi-Rise TV, whoever. With the evidence and shipping info, we will send you a surprise gift.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, guys. Yeah, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, do all that shit. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, we are on Spotify and Apple and vice versa. We're on YouTube if you guys are on Spotify. Cool. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you guys next time.